So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me for The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guest is a fabulous author. I must share that news. She's coming from a different country, as we so often are, all over the globe with Happy Publishing and the Erica Glessing Show. And I am just joyful to have her here with us today. Andy Pentecost, how are you?
Good, thank you, Erica, and thank you for having me.
And tell me again where you are in the world.
I'm in New Zealand.
Oh, so pretty.
Yeah, and we're just going into summer.
Oh, my, as I'm going into winter. Oh, I should live there half the year and then come back here half the year. That would be a really nice way to be.
That's a good plan.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit first. Just share with us about your book, the Angel book. I really want you just to let people know about that.
It's called Angel Guidance to Connection, Strength, and Magic. And in that book, I share a little bit about my journey with postnatal depression and the tools that I used to come out the other side. Mm. And connecting with spirit and trusting, learning to trust them.
Do you think you've always sort of had that connection to spirit? Tell us a little bit about what that's like for you.
I think I always have. I just didn't know that that's what it was. I didn't realize that everybody else didn't see and hear what I could. I thought it was normal. And it wasn't till I was older that I realized that that wasn't the case.
Even the spirit of animals, I remember in your book, you have these beautiful passages where you have animals like big cats coming and horses coming. And tell us a little bit about getting messages from animals and what that's like for you.
Animals are really interesting and really cool. I grew up on a farm as a kid, and I always had a horse and we always had animals around, and I had a really strong connection with them, but didn't realize how strong it was. And I had a little dog probably about 8 years ago sit on my legs, and it started talking to me just like we're talking, and it totally blew me away. Was like, what?
You're like, ah! your dog, and what was it saying? Do you even remember?
So we were in a friend's house, and it was her dog, and her partner had been put in an old folks home, and he didn't get to see him as much, and he was really missing him and pining for him, and so I got to tell her that, and she agreed with everything that I was saying. So she started taking him to the rest home.
Aww.
So that they could actually still have that connection, and things totally changed.
Oh, that's
pretty
so
amazing.
Sweet. I love that story. I wonder how many things can, like, I was sitting there the other day and I was with one of my friends, we were walking, and, you know, everybody has their phone, so everybody's holding their phone. So we're, you know, in the coffee shop, every human being is like holding a phone and looking at their phone. Mm. And I was so curious, like, what are people not seeing?
Exactly.
Even my kids, like, they walk and they're looking at their phone while they're walking.
And I think you're right. We miss out on so much of what is going on around us when we're that connected to a phone.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely shapes our perception, but there's all these cues out in the universe. Like for you, this dog that had these messages that you were able to give them so much solace, you know, that wouldn't have happened if you'd been sitting on your phone.
No, exactly. Well, yeah, and how much do we miss from spirit too? Because we're looking at our phone.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on my phone a lot. Sometimes I try to wean myself from it. Just I aim to do that. So let's go into this. We're kind of on the Erica Glessing Show this month. We're doing some calls about family and kids and some of the ways that this can support us, but some of this way sometimes it can also give us wounds or things we need to heal from. Tell us a little bit about, and you know, it's such a short podcast, I'm so sorry throwing you to the wolves like this, but tell us a little bit about your experience and how you're able to shift the postnatal depression after your baby.
So for me, after, well, going through that whole birthing process, I had suppressed so many emotions during my life, and going through that birthing process opened everything up, except that's, I didn't realize that that's what it was at the time. And I had all these emotions come up with this little baby that, you know, we'd wanted so much. We'd taken hormone tablets to get pregnant, and there was all that that went with it as well. And I've since found out, after doing a lot of reading, that if you have any type of intervention to get pregnant or during your pregnancy, you're four times more likely to have postnatal depression and say nothing about it. So keep to yourself. So for me, it took me a long time before I actually asked for any help from a doctor or anything else, which got me to a space where I could look at the natural therapies, and I started having my chakras balanced. And it made such a difference, because I was actually able to work through those emotions and bring them out and actually deal with them and see what they were, instead of just being in a space of numbness.
Yeah. Or,
you know, swinging mood-wise.
Yeah, I find that if there's something that comes up that is hard for me to deal with, and then, like, the less I deal with it, the less I deal with it, the less I deal with it, pretty soon, like, the awareness will be really intense, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like what you're just talking about. It's like if you're not processing something, and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, this is going to ruin my life if I don't process it, you know?
Exactly.
And then you start processing it, but it's so intense at that point because you've been shutting off from it. So I totally get that. I think there's a lot of universal truth in what you're talking about that's well beyond the postnatal experience. I mean, I think it's really beyond that, you know, almost anything. Yeah. Talk about where if you repress and then when it pops out, it's like so needy of you.
Yeah. And you, even when it's coming up, you still get to choose whether you deal with it. And like you say, it, if you don't deal with it, it just gets stronger and stronger and stronger.
Right.
Till you have to.
Till you have to. So fortunately, you're able to learn some new tools and have some new consciousness and shift things around a bit. Tell us a little bit about your journey now. Like, what are you doing in your business, and who are you helping, and how can people reach you and get more help from you?
So currently, I use the Access Consciousness tools a lot. I am a life coach. Or an intuitive life coach. I tend to follow the energy of whatever area somebody is wanting to have change in, that they know that there's another possibility, that they don't necessarily know how to get there. And also around conscious conception, pregnancy and birth. So starting to move those concerns right before you get pregnant, you know, the things that could be underlying, so that you can have that relationship with your baby when it's born, and that connection, and be able to be there that whole time and not miss out on 7 years like I did.
Oh, well, thank you for all the joy you are in the world. Tell us the name of your book again, and then tell us your website so we can find you.
So it's Angel Guidance to Connection, Strength and Magic. And my website is andypentecost.com.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me, Erica. It's been awesome.